Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting third, the center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting sixth, the DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh, the DH, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackanin moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Howell reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Butera and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Butera and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Brouhard moves to second. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Romero reaches second base with a double. Brouhard scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Connor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to second. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.